Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Grant and Danny, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murat, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com and tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Two Monday Night Football games tonight. Jets at the Dolphins, 0-3 team. Someone's got to win. Or maybe we'll just get another tie. Second straight primetime game.
We can just have a bunch of ties. Everyone will be happy.
Bengals 2-1, Broncos 1-2 in Denver tonight. The nightcap, 7:15, 8:15 start. So we don't get the early late. We just get the 1 hour staggered, simultaneous, annoying slate of Monday Night Football.
Stagger piece is the one that I like. So the end of the one's at half, the other's on.
That's
I
what
can
you're
go
getting.
Back and forth. That's what I want. I like this one.
So this is what you asked for. I'm all for the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock start times, but it is not to be this evening. Don't forget about, what aren't we talking enough about the day after a Commanders game? Don't forget about Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane. Signs of life from the young wide receivers. Back-to-back games with a touchdown catch for Luke, who had a big kick return. Jalen Lane, couple of catches, 18 yards. Also had a 30-plus yard reception, brought back for a holding penalty, and got wide open on a deep ball that should have been a touchdown that was intercepted.
Do not forget about the fact that for four straight games, and you'll ask me, how many games have they played this year? Four. Washington has squandered a timeout, not in a two-minute drill situation, not in an end-game situation, either early in the second half, early in the fourth quarter, midway through the first quarter, for not being organized. Something that hasn't bit them too badly, but it's still a problem that needs to be fixed now.
Don't forget about Matt Gay getting right. The kicker has made six consecutive field goals, was 4 for 4 from 43, 52, 41, and 42 yards on Sunday. He's 7 for 10 on the season.
Don't forget about the fact they drafted Ben Sinnott in the second round, and with every receiver that's ever played for them pretty much injured, could not get a target this past weekend.
Got to get to Dan Quinn in just a moment. Met with the media today out in Ashburn. As a reminder, all of our football conversation on G&D is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on a whole lot these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dan Quinn, the latest on some injuries with his Commanders at 2-2.
As we get started, I thought I'd give you an injury update. Some tough news on Javonte Jean-Baptiste, pec injury, and that will knock him out for a while, for sure. I know you'll probably ask also about Jaden. He had a strong workout here Saturday, and we'll take today and tomorrow and work out his practice plan. We'll go through the whole process with him this week, medically, how he feels, how he practices, and give you the updates Wednesday as I know him. And I thought just from a team standpoint, sit here 2-2. And the vibes of the two losses, two wins, lots to discuss through there. But I thought really just sustaining high energy throughout. You've heard me use different boxing analogies. And I do that with the team. Not looking to feel it out through the first round to see where it goes. You just want to be aggressive, want to be bold, you know, right from the beginning. What I do know is that this is a resilient team. We'll grow from yesterday, and we have to. But lots for us to correct and get right. And before we take it out on the road to head out to L.A. So all that said, glad to get started with you guys this afternoon.
Go ahead, John.
Dan, can you also update on, like, guys like Terry, Noah, John Bates?
Yeah, I'd say we're all trending in the right space on there, John. We'll have a better update on Wednesday in terms of practice planning and that. But arrows are heading up for a number of the guys. The big news today was Javonte with the game. But for the guys that have missed some, we're making progress.
And then one of the themes has been those explosive plays in the pass game allowed. Why does that keep happening? What can you guys do to fix that?
Yeah, and we definitely have to. It's for sure, a combination of things. Like most things, when there's, some issues that you want to fix, you want to get it cleaned up as quickly as you can. On some, it could be as simple as a communication of a switch of a, receiver of 2 and 3. Certainly helps, from our pass rush when we're really ripping into that space to go. And then communication, like in line, how does it go? The calls quickly to, communicate to one another. So we'll work really hard to nail that. We have to, and we will get better at that for sure.
I mean, how about Stanton Hasme? I know this is the first week that he's eligible to be activated. What's your plan here for him?
Yeah, we're going to huddle up here soon, but he's getting closer for sure for, begin his window to begin practice. We'll give you a definite answer on that Wednesday, but he's really put in a lot of work to begin that window, to begin the practicing. So we'll huddle up on that tonight and tomorrow, but I'll give you an answer for that Wednesday, but it's definitely trending in the right spot, Nikki.
And then Luke McCaffrey, what have you seen out of him just in his growth as a receiver, especially these last 2 weeks, and then his contributions on special teams as well?
Yeah, I thought I recognized him today in the special teams meeting. I thought, what a cool play. He catches a touchdown and then makes a tackle, on the next play on a kickoff and involved in a tackle. I think that speaks to him as the competitor. I love the fact that, the opportunity is there for him to dig in some more, and like he's taking advantage of it, whether that's on offense or on the return game. He's got a fearless side to him as a returner, which in this day and age, in terms of the kickoff return, you have to do that. It's what makes Debo excellent at it, what makes him excellent at it. So over the last 2 weeks, I've certainly been pleased to see the growth in Luke.
Dan, what's your level of concern with the missed tackles yesterday, and is there anything you can do midseason to address that?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty to do. In each practice and each day, you can work on that hard, Tom. It doesn't have to be something that you have to take to the ground, but you do have to get your angles, your tracking correct. But they're way too high. We were in double digits, and if you hit double digits between defense and special teams, that is too many. Going into it, we knew Bijan, is somebody that's exceptional at that. But you track two-man tackles, and we've got work to do. Yeah, we were not pleased with our tackling performance. And, yes, there is plenty you can do to work on that.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn meeting with the media the Monday after a Commanders loss on Grant and Danny.
Second and longs and third and longs that they were able to consistently get, big yardage chunk plays on that. I mean, where is the line between a physical mistake, whether it's somebody not getting home on the rush and somebody not taking a good angle, and then the communication issues that allow people to kind of run free?
Sure. I think you're right on we didn't talk about the second and longs, because up until maybe through up the first half, through the first three games and into the first half, defensively on third down, that had actually been, we'd been leaning into one of our strengths, but I thought the same as you. We had some second and longs that were able to be converted. It was second and 12, second and 15, might even been second and 17. That's a one you want to be in, like there's something that took place good to go. So heading into the last drive, that's where the third down I was disappointed in, because I said over the first three and a calling it 3.5 weeks, but I meant the first half of the game. I think they might have been 2 of 6, but 3 conversions DA on the last drive. That was hard. That was difficult. It wasn't just one call. One had been a zone pressure. One had been a man-to-man. One had been a man pressure. And that's where it has to be all connected. But as far as the second downs go, usually that's a screen or you give up to one. So for us to give up some on those, you're setting yourself up for a great third down. And so to not nail those, I think that was one of the examples where I just, didn't feel the same type of energy intensity that, I'd seen just the week before. And so we're going to really push hard to make sure this sustains, man, all the way throughout the game. And if we do that, I know what that looks like. And when we don't, unfortunately, I also have proof of that.
Dan, do you think anybody is being targeted in particular on defense, or do you think it's just a matter of on a particular play, there's again, a physical or a communication issue that leaves somebody isolated that probably that maybe shouldn't be isolated?
Yeah, a little bit of both, Dave, to be honest with you. There could be, at some point, somebody has a hard down. Like, that's just how it is. If it's man-to-man, it's outside. If you're in zones, oftentimes, like, who's number three? That can be a linebacker, and you don't want that matchup to go. So there could be 20 times where the matchup could have happened, but the certain formation didn't click to go. So I think it's a little bit of a combination of both. You know, certainly give credit to Atlanta that, you know, schematically have some, but we've also, you know, got to have the right leverage. You got to have the right techniques. And if you do that, you give yourself a fighting chance, even when they're hard. But if you don't, boy, we all know, like, hard matchup and poor technique, that'll put you in a bad space fast.
Tashawn?
You're good. Scott?
Hey, Dan. The slow starts on the road. As a coach, coaching staff, is there any way you can improve that? Is that something you can help with?
Yeah, we want to talk through all the things to, you know, in terms of, like, the energy to have it sustained. Scott, I think it's important to not, you know, shy away from one or the other. Our process is the same, but we want to make sure, like, in that boxing analogy, you're not waiting it out, you know, see where we are. All of a sudden you're behind 10-0. And so, man, let's play bold. Let's play aggressive right from jump street. And when we do that, it can carry over into it. But you don't want to say you can only start fast. If you punt, that doesn't mean you're going to lose the game, or if you, you know, give up a field goal. But it does mean you're entering into the arena, into the contest, you know, in the right mindset to go throw the first punch and be aggressive. And we'll work hard to continue to do that. It's really a mindset. It's a way. And if you go into it in that way, you know, you have a way better chance of, you know, going forward. I love the fight for the team, but, you know, fighting to stay in it is different than fighting to finish the play. And so I want to make sure, like, our attitude, our mindset is absolutely bold and aggressive.
So through 4 games, 2-2, as the head coach, what have you seen so far? Obviously a mixed bag. What have you liked, and maybe what haven't you liked?
Yeah, so I would say I thought offensively, the guy's done a good job with the ball, you know, in terms of taking care of it, being mindful for it. We've not created enough, you know, takeaway opportunities defensively. So I'll start with that, right kind of at the top of the pile. I think we're gaining on our running game, you know, and making progress into that space. Up until the second half, I was pleased with where we were gaining ground on third down on defense. But overall, just, man, let's make sure consistent at it, Scott. No roller coaster, like, this is how we go all the time. And I want that play style to be wherever we're at and however we go. And so we'll dig in hard to do that.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn meeting with the media the Monday after a Commanders loss on Grant and Danny.
Hey, Dan, you know, recognizing it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Only 4 games into a 17-game season, what is your timeline like? Where, okay, we gotta coach guys up on repeated mistakes versus when does it become, okay, we gotta change something, whether it's personnel or how we operate?
Yeah, you want to do both. You're kind of coaching all the time through it first, JP, to make sure the technique's right. Can we dig into something to get it, you know, aligned like we want it to align? Then the second thing you want to see is their repeat, you know, issues that could come up, whether it's scheme or player. And now you have 4 games of work as opposed to, you know, 1 or 2. So that's what I want to make sure we don't miss on these opportunities. You know, like you just acknowledge we're, you know, roughly 1 quarter into it. And some of the things that I like, I want to see more of. Some of the things that we need to improve upon, you know, ball hawking defensively to get better into that space. Third down on offense, those are some things that we can now shine a light on to make sure let's give that some extra attention, knowing that's going to be really important to what we do.
Being a quarter of the way through the season, we've heard the past couple weeks, both players and coaches talk about eye discipline and communication on the defensive side of the ball. Is there a need to kind of simplify things a little bit, make things easier for both player and coach as far as, you know, sussing these things out, particularly when players are in motion?
Yeah, the main thing is, Mitch, there hasn't been a lot of, you know, change to go. So if there is that something that we have to take out, I think we would. I don't feel like we're at that space, but if there is repeated communication issues, then the plan, you're exactly right, would come down smaller and smaller and smaller again to do that. I think the best way is continue to ramp up in the meetings, talk it, in the walkthrough, talk it, on the field, talk it, and acknowledge when plays come up, you repeat them again in practice to make sure, Mitch, that there is no gray in some of these. Now, there's a time or two when there's a new concept or a new play that, you know, offense does that you're going to take time to go through. But what you don't want to miss on ever are things that you've been doing. And just because of speed motion or something happens that you get out of whack. So I want to make sure that's the difference. The things that you can control and that you have good training on, man, don't miss those. Nail those every single time. They come up with new look or new wrinkle and you talk your way through that. That's normal football. That happens, you know, often. But, man, let's make sure the stuff that we have practiced, that we have down, like Mitch, that we nail those, you know, 10 out of 10 times.
Hi, Dan. In terms of, the pass rush yesterday, what did you see that you thought led to not as much success as you've seen from that unit?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I thought, you know, when are we going to take our shots, when to go? I thought early on, I thought they did a nice job of, you know, getting rid of the ball quickly, you know, to get, you know, intermediate throws to go. But the ones that are down the field, Howard, those are the ones that we've got to capitalize on. I thought we could have stunted more to try to, you know, put the offensive line in some disadvantages to go. When you have good balance like they had yesterday, you're not teeing off to go. But I do feel like, you know, we've got to get them off the spot. We had a number of chances, and we didn't nail those yesterday like we had the week before. That would be my main take. And then, honestly, like I said, at the end of the game, not being able to close Howard on the third downs, I thought that was, you know, the biggest factor here. We had some chances here to get him in some third downs that you can get off the field, and when we didn't, you know, and Joe tried, you know, three different ones, a zone, a man pressure, and so we got to be able to nail those when those come up, that's for sure.
And, I just wanted to follow up on Jean-Baptiste. You said not coming out for a while. Does that mean expecting injured reserve, maybe out for the season?
Yeah, for sure it'll head to injured reserve. As far as, you know, until he has the surgery, Howard, I don't think they'll know, you know, to the extent of what that could look like. So that's what I meant. Just, it's not going to be, it could be. We'll have a better sense after he goes through the, you know, the procedure. But torn pec, is usually something that's months, not weeks. Yeah, and we're bummed for him. He's worked hard to come back from injuries, and he was starting to make his move again. So definitely a setback for him and a blow for us as well.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn meeting with the media the Monday after a Commanders loss on Grant and Danny.
Hey there, Coach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm pulling on the thread a bit about communication. That was a point of emphasis for you all, you know, all summer.
Yes.
We talked about that quite a bit. So what are your thoughts on what could be happening and why that's not materializing in game?
Yeah, I think there's a fine line, Candy, between like trying to play perfect and hitting, you know, the communication and being loud on the go. By being perfect, what do I mean by that? Like sometimes a speed motion happens, being so careful that you're late on a communication, you're not quick on it to go. And so I really want our guys to really trust their training. They've put good work in and allow that to, you know, fully be expressed and heard and acknowledged. there's not that many moving parts, you know, with different people on the defensive side. So we want to make sure we can nail that. It could be as easy as communication could have been. You said it. Did I receive it on a call when somebody's going quickly? It doesn't always mean like in motion or in the one. We had a pressure that didn't look as good. One player was doing one thing. Thought he heard a different call or a different technique. So I just want to make sure they trust their training. Like, we don't have too many different things up. Let's make sure, like, call it, let it rip, be aggressive.
And I know, you know, between last season and this season, Mikey San was still, you know, the inside, outside. You've kind of, you know, done a little bit of both over the last season. And then, of course, you know, with this season, a switch. What is your assessment thus far on how he's doing and if he would potentially go back to what you all were doing last year?
Yeah, I was pleased to see a lot of what he did at the nickel in this game, Kenny. I thought he had some good tackles. He was aggressive inside, had the interception. So I was pleased to see Mikey improve from last game into this game. And so I thought he and Luvu were two that stood out to me of some things that had real progress.
And tell the truth, Monday, what was the most pressing thing that you wanted to articulate to the team as a whole?
Yeah, it was good. It's exactly what I had discussed with you guys earlier about, let's make sure the identity of how we want to play, it just shows up in every way, Donna. That means at home, at away, the ability to go finish, not feeling it out, fighting early first round. Like, man, make sure we are aggressive and bold and go right from the beginning. And I also remind that doesn't mean that you can't finish with a punt or if they get a field goal, it's not starting fast. It's a mindset. It's an attitude. And I've seen, and we all have seen, what it looks like when that energy does come out. And we've seen it where it's not to the level that we want. So that was, you know, at the top of the pile for me. I know that they'll fight and finish. That's who they are. I want to make sure right the whole time through, Donna. Like, that's just how we play and being bold and aggressive. When you miss your moments, it stings. It hurts. And you want to acknowledge them. So we point them out and say, hey, this is how we're going to get better. And it takes all of us to do that. So those were the two things for us, the energy and let's go get better.
To follow up a little bit on what David Aldridge asked earlier about guys getting isolated on defense, you know, Bobby's obviously a tremendous player. Just last week, he had two sacks and looked really good. At 35, it's also reasonable to say maybe he's lost a step in coverage. How do you weigh that between, hey, this guy, we have to have him on the field at all times because he's our signal caller, but simultaneously, maybe there's other aspects of his game, but how do we de-emphasize the importance of? Is that a discussion you guys ever have?
We discuss a lot of the guys, but specifically not to a matchup to, you know, that we're regarding with him. Like I said, I think you're probably talking about the long swing that went, you know, for a long play. That could have been a matchup that could have happened on other plays as well. And so I think, you know, where do you take the lesson from it when you're going through traffic? You take the air out of it. So I think Bobby would be the first to tell you, technique is first, you know. And so if you get into that first, you know, that can, you know, play through a matchup to go, okay, he's not outside man-to-man, you know, by himself on somebody in a tough matchup. So you try to mitigate those things with he and any of the guys as best you can. But you know, also give credit to Atlanta. You know, like, the guy also made a fantastic play. I couldn't have been more impressed by Jeremy's speed on that particular play. It would have been nice to hold them to a field goal into that space just to demonstrate how he expressed how hard he'll play. He was absolutely flying.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, as heard today in Ashburn. All of our football conversation on The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Enjoy a double dip of Monday Night Football. Big thanks to Ryan, Darris, and Toby behind the scenes. Grant and Danny saying so long on The Fan. Toby Altizer has Topher Time coming up next.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. In the NFL, the Commanders fell to 2-2 with their loss to the Falcons yesterday, 34-27. Big time injury coming out of the matchup with defensive end Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Going to be out for a while with a pec injury that might require surgery. He's been placed on injured reserve. Update on Jaden. Ian Rappaport said that Jaden Daniels is expected back next week. He said that before the games yesterday. Earlier today, John Keim had a similar report to tell the Junkies, saying it's pretty optimistic he'll get back out on the field next week against the Chargers. For the Bolts, left tackle Joe Alt could be out multiple weeks with a high ankle sprain. They're already without their other tackle, Rashawn Slater, so the Commanders could face the Chargers without both of their starting tackles. Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers tore his ACL. He's done for the season. If your office setup is looking like a busted play, call the pros at PVI Office Furniture. They'll come to you to help design a game plan that actually works. No hassle, no stress, just a game-changing upgrade. Score big when you call today to score 15% off your purchase. Get your office in championship shape at PVIPVI.com. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.